On Monday, we read from your letters. Our program on social segregation prompted a frank discussion on why kids of the same ethnic group often choose to stick together and what types of situations encourage kids to cross racial boundaries. That prompted Donna Edmond of Indianapolis to ask why we're addressing this issue of social segregation. White people do this sort of voluntary segregation all the time, she wrote. When black folk get together, keep in mind that we do so because we feel that we have to and need to preserve our own sense of identity and validation. Another thought on the topic comes from Brian Moore of Raleigh, North Carolina. Shouldn't we give as much or more value to minority groups formed on the distinction of religious or cultural identities? It seems like cultural and religious diversity should be a greater goal than diversity of skin pigment. Our segment on the Segway electric scooter focused on why the invention has yet to inspire the American public to open its wallet. Dr. Francisco Prieto is pleased by that news. I'm overwhelmed with work because of the explosion of type 2 diabetes in America, fueled by our increasingly sedentary lifestyles. The very last thing we need is a machine designed to take away the only form of exercise most Americans ever get, walking. Since my campaign to replace drive-through windows at fast food restaurants with staircases doesn't seem to be going anywhere, I'm gratified to hear that this very expensive machine is a bust in the marketplace. There are, of course, two sides to this two-wheeled story. We received far more emails in defense of the Segway. And joining us now is a proud Segway owner, Terry Perdue, who's with us from his home in Kenmore, Washington. And it's good of you to join us today.
No problem.
So I understand you commute on your Segway?
I've been commuting. I've got about a six-mile trip between my home and work, and I've also been using it to go to the gym, which I did this morning, as a matter of fact.
So that puts the lie to that no exercise problem.
Definitely. That's a pretty lame remark that I hear occasionally.
And what about the price? A lot of people complain that at about $5,000 a pop, these are pretty expensive.
Well, for me, I think it's been worth every penny. I've met a lot of nice people, met a lot of my neighbors that I hadn't met before, and I'm sure the price will come down as the popularity increases, which I'm sure it will do.
Now, I understand riding one of these things is just a terrific feeling. Does the thrill go away? I mean, does it diminish over time?
I've been riding mine for about 2.5 months now, and I never can wait to get out on it. It's just a unique feeling, and it's a lot of fun.
Well, Terry, thanks very much for joining us.
Okay, well, thanks for calling and giving me a chance to talk.
Terry Perdue was with us by phone from his home in Kenmore, Washington. And finally, the trials and tribulations of the diehard sports fan were the topic of our discussion with writer Joe Queenan, and many of you wrote to say you share his pain. From Rob A. Woodruff, I am a genetic Cub fan. My grandfather was a Cub fan. My dad is a Cub fan. I'm a Cub fan. My children will be Cub fans. However, I was damned to grow up in the St. Louis area. I feel very much that being a Cub fan living in a Cardinal fan area has detrimentally affected my own self-image. It's taken me years of therapy to get over my inferiority complex. Is this common? Do they make sports Prozac? Well, of course, not everyone finds life among the Redbirds so difficult. Nancy Brennan wrote to recall her husband's grandmother, Louise. She was a true, true believer. One of my husband's favorite memories is of his grandmother sitting next to her radio in her St. Louis home, praying her rosary and listening to the Cardinal game. Thanks for your show and for reminding me of that wonderful story. Which explains to Cub fans why this man, Stan Musial, always seemed to come to the bat with the bases loaded. We read from your emails every week. The best way to reach us is TOTN@npr.org. Remember to put the topic in the subject line and please include where you're writing from, your name, and a tip on how to pronounce them both.